Well, when I think about the Artemis program in general, we've already seen some investments in pushing robotic technology forward for deep space that we're going to see put to good use in one way or another. And this is the beauty of this program. It brings an international collaboration, sets big goals, and doesn't just talk about them, but goes after them and gets it done. We're going to need the advances in robotics. It's really hard out here. We're a long way from home. We've been learning the entire journey. We've been watching Mission Control learn. We do a lot of testing on the ground, but your final test is when you get this hardware to space, and it's a doozy. And our team has just performed. They've just knocked it out of the park, but it doesn't mean it might look easy from the outside. We can tell. They are working so hard on the ground to do this, and we really appreciate them. And so when we get, you know, these next generation robotics on the surface of the moon and out in deep space, there's going to be some challenges, there's going to be some failures along the way, and there's going to be some learning that happens. On the personal note, yes, I had some videos from all of my family, my three children, Devin, Ashley, and Caitlin, and my wife, Catherine. And when you're out in deep space by the moon and you are listening to a video they recorded for you before you launch, that's something.